Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you folks with us today. And wow, do we have a great show lined up for you. A lot of stuff going on around the country today. By the way, it is Open Line Friday, and that means you get to talk about whatever is on your mind today. All you have to do is give us a call, and our telephone number, if you want to dial in, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. Again, that number, 844-747-8868. Now, we're going to get to the breaking news surrounding our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and there are growing calls for the Secretary of State to resign and, quite frankly, be charged with election interference because apparently the former or the current Secretary of State was involved in that effort to go after Donald Trump with a fake letter, the 50 former CIA and intelligence officers, all that kind of nonsense, suggesting that Hunter Biden's laptop was fake. It was not real. It turned out to be a lie. And honestly, that actually caused, again, taking the Stop the Steal movement out of the equation. A lot of people say that caused them not to vote for Donald Trump. So election interference charges is what we're talking about. But I want to start with some legislation that has just been introduced. It's the big story over at Fox News. It turns out that illegal aliens who are gay may not be detained. This is under a new piece of legislation coming out. Cory Booker from New Jersey, they want to protect any illegal alien who can't speak English, which is basically all illegal aliens. And they want to protect all LGBT illegals. And here's how they're going to do it. So let's just say you're an illegal alien and you're a member of that persuasion of the alphabet community. And you come across our border. Homeland Security would not be allowed to detain you. You would basically be given a get out of jail free card. And the Democrats are saying, well, we've got to protect all these vulnerable people coming across our southern border. The bill also lists a few other qualifications, but the Democrats are saying that we have to protect and respect the basic rights of immigrants detained in the United States. Are you buying into this? This is bonkers crazy. What about the rights of American-born taxpayers? What about respecting American-born taxpayers? What's wrong with that, for crying out loud? The bill would create a special rule for vulnerable people and primary caregivers. And they say these aliens may not be detained unless Homeland Security can demonstrate it's unreasonable or not practical or not practicable to place the alien in a community-based supervision program. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an example, a classic example of America last. Now, under the bill, vulnerable person is defined as anyone under the age of 21 or older than 60, pregnant people, or anyone who identifies as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or intersex. According to the legislation, other vulnerable aliens are those who are a victim or have witnessed crime, anyone who has fled a non-frivolous civil rights claim in court, anyone with a workplace claim, and those with serious mental or physical illnesses or disabilities. So all you people are getting a get-out-of-jail-free card. And you know, it's interesting because how many times have we talked about homeowners, ranchers along our southern border and they're being arrested. They're being accused of crime simply for defending their property against illegal aliens invading our nation. So the question is, folks, do you support this measure? Should we be giving special protections to non-English-speaking gay illegal aliens? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I want to bring this up just to make sure we get this story in there, because you have probably seen the Reuters photograph from the National Rifle Association. They had their big convention. There are a lot of kids there. And look, NRA conventions are pretty much family-friendly affairs. So you're bringing in your mom and your dad, your grandma, grandpa, the kids, and it's a tradition. And so you've got people on the left that are basically accusing the NRA of grooming future mass murderers. And so they sent a Reuters photographer to the NRA, and you probably have seen the photograph of this child, it turns out to be a six-year-old boy who is pointing a gun directly at a photographer. And I intentionally did not talk about this because I've been down this path long enough, and I know how the mainstream media is, and I suspected there was more to the story. And it turns out there is, in fact, more to the story. The photograph was a complete setup. So here's what went down. There's a guy by the name of Dan Eckhart. He is a pastor. He brought his two grandsons to the NRA convention. And his six-year-old grandson was holding this gun. And a Reuters photographer was sort of lurking around, never identified themselves as working for the media. But the photographer told the little boy, quick, look into my camera. And so the boy, the six-year-old, did what any six-year-old would do, and he looked, boom, snapped the picture, and the next thing you know, that photo is all over America. Now, here's what's fascinating about this. Nobody bothered to ask the child's guardian, who happened to be the grandfather who brought the grandson to the event. Nobody asked permission to take that photograph. And when you saw the photograph in your local newspaper or online, the child's face was not blurred, right? And Reuters did that intentionally. So the grandpa is now speaking out and saying, hey, this was all a setup. And NRA is upset about this. Reuters says their photographer did nothing wrong, and they stand by the fake photo. But it's a fake photo. And it seems to me that maybe next year NRA should implement a new policy. You know, they do not allow live ammo at NRA conventions. And it seems to me that not only should they be banning the ammo, maybe they ought to be banning these mainstream media reporters, because they're never going to give law-abiding gun owners a fair shake. I mean, it's sort of silly to imagine that they would. So why subject yourself to bad press? I mean, that could have all been prevented by just not allowing the mainstream media into the building or making it very difficult for them to get press credentials to cover your event, right? It just seems to me that's the case. But this idea that because your child is going to an NRA convention that they're going to turn into a mass shooter, that's simply not true. As a matter of fact, I don't know of any NRA members who have been involved in any sort of mass shooting event. I'm not saying that it's never happened. I just can't recall any. And certainly in recent days, I don't think any of the shooters had any sort of an affiliation with NRA. NRA is actually in existence to raise up well-qualified, well-trained gun owners. They do a pretty darn good job of that. So you know the mainstream media is going to take anything and either blow it out of proportion, misrepresent it, or in this particular case, stage it and set up good, decent people like Pastor Dan Eckhart and his grandsons. It's just really, it's really unfortunate. So now you know the rest of the story. And it's really appalling, but that's what's going on here. All right, we've got to take a break. Again, Open Line Fridays. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, can I just say something here about Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida? I don't get this guy, and I'm not sure who is pulling the strings on whatever is going to be a campaign or is not going to be a campaign. I don't know. It just seems to me that at some point, very soon, he needs to either poop or get off the pot, as they say. So Ron DeSantis is out there, and he's not campaigning, he's campaigning, he's doing a book tour. We don't know. Nobody knows what the guy's doing. So now, whenever he tries to go on the attack, and he's trying to prove to everybody that he's just as fierce as Trump, but it's not working because that's not who he is. He's trying to pretend to be Donald Trump instead of being Ron DeSantis, and there's nothing wrong with being Ron DeSantis. He's had a great resume. Great. He's gone to the right schools, done the right things, served honorably in our military. So I'm just not understanding why he feels the need to be Donald Trump. Donald Trump is Donald Trump, and Donald Trump does a very good job of being Donald Trump. Ron DeSantis needs to be Ron DeSantis. I'm on record as saying this man has the worst campaign team in the history of politics and the worst comms team in the history of politics. Period. Hands down. And I've been talking to some other talk radio hosts around the nation, and we're all pretty much in agreement with this. They have completely botched this. So anyway, DeSantis, Grace Baker sent me this incredible audio, and I want to read this to you. DeSantis speaking at the Heritage Foundation earlier today, and he says, "We've been able to operate an administration." This is the quote from DeSantis. "We've been able to operate an administration that does not get consumed in petty controversy or drama or palace intrigue. We basically execute the mission day after day after day." And everybody's looking at this as a slap on Trump. So look, here's the thing that DeSantis needs to understand. He needs to be a man, and he needs to step up. And if he's going to attack Trump, that's fine. It's politics. I mean, politics is a rough and tumble sport. Attack the man and mention his name. Don't be a coward about it. I mean, everybody's seeing through all of this, and it's not the first time he's done this. But Ron DeSantis, for whatever reason, does not want to call out Donald Trump by name. And maybe that's why an overwhelming majority of elected Republican leaders in Florida have gone out and already endorsed Donald Trump. And the question the reporters ought to be asking is, what is it they know about DeSantis that nobody else knows? Because, I mean, these are people, these are lawmakers, they work with DeSantis, but clearly they see something that has caused them to say, Donald Trump is our guy. So all I'm saying here is, and this is nothing against DeSantis, I think one day he would make a fine president, but he's not going to make a fine president doing this kind of nonsense. If you don't like Donald Trump, come out and say you don't like Donald Trump. If he did something wrong, come out and say Donald Trump did something wrong. Donald Trump has no problem going out there and calling out Ron DeSantis or anybody else for that matter. There's something weird about DeSantis in this campaign. Very weird. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to say hello to all of our viewers on our Rumble TV channel. Hope you guys are doing well. Let's go to North Carolina, WSIC. Jim on the line. Hi, Jim. What's going on?
Todd, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Yes, sir. A couple things. First off, about Biden wants to take assault weapons. What's an assault weapon?
Well, that's a good question, Jim. I mean, would that be considered the shotgun that he said his wife should fire through the screen door if somebody shows up?
Wait a minute. How about a ball-peen hammer? How about a baseball bat?
How about a Ginsu knife?
Yeah, how about a slingshot and you shoot an ST-1? A stone.
It's a good question, Jim. I don't know. What's your point here?
Well, I mean, you know, the thing's getting ridiculous. They have all these gun laws. They don't even enforce what they have.
Well, I've got some news for you, Jim. The problem with the gun grab is not going to come from the Democrats. It's coming from the Republicans here in the state of Tennessee. You have some rhinos that are trying to shove a red flag law and gun reform down our throats.
Well, you just said it, rhino. Can I say one more thing?
Real quick. Bud Light? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Bud Light is now sponsoring a remake of a Disney Land movie, a Disney movie, and instead of Cinderella, they're going to call it Cinderfella.
Cinderfella. Very, very well played. I don't think I'm going to be watching that, Jim. Appreciate the call, Jim, in North Carolina. Yeah, look, the gun grab, folks, I really don't think the impact is going to come from the Democrats. I think it's going to come from Republicans in name only. And we, unfortunately, are infested with them here in Tennessee, where state representatives, John Gillespie out of Memphis, claims to be a Republican, campaigned as a Republican, but has been working hand in hand with the Democrats. Our governor, Bill Lee, that guy is squishy. I mean squishy. But he says that the only thing we need to be doing is taking guns out of the hands of law-abiding Tennesseans. Folks, I'm telling you, you got to pay attention to who you are sending to Washington or to your state capitol and to Washington, D.C. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868, and I appreciate Gray sending over that audio clip. It is just absolutely insane. And it's not going to stop there. Coming up, we're going to be jumping into what Antony Blinken has been up to. This is just bizarre stuff here, folks. But we're looking at, once again, election interference. The Democrats, establishment Republicans, every person inside that beltway, they hate Donald Trump. They didn't want this guy to be elected back in 2016, and they sure as heck didn't want the guy reelected in 2020. And that's why they pulled out all the stops. But to know once again that you had the deep state, you had the D.C. swamp actively trying to determine and interfere with a presidential election, that is a crime. And that needs to be addressed, and people need to go to jail for this kind of garbage. I still think we ought to be investigating what the Obama administration did to try and thwart Donald Trump from being elected in 2016. Those were crimes that were committed. And by the way, all of the crumbs on that dirty little trail lead right back to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a group of people known as Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Mrs. Bill Clinton, and Barack Hussein Obama. And nobody has been held accountable. And I know the Republicans are all about doing the hearings and all that kind of whatnot, but let's get real. Can we just get real for a moment? The Republicans talk a good talk, and they hold a pretty darn good hearing, but nobody's ever held accountable. Not a single person has been tossed in the D.C. gulag. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is Open Line Friday on the Todd Stern Show. Just when you thought it could not get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. And for my listeners, an exclusive. The MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS for the buy one, get one free offer and enter the promo code STARNS.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their roiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
How do you define strength? Is it physical?
I'm hot!
Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
There's a place to share the joy of your team winning it all, and a place to share a laugh about skiing and taking a fall. There's a place to share photos of pets or singing in the choir or the time you ate a pepper and your mouth was on fire. But we could all be better at sharing how we're feeling inside. 76% of employees have struggled with at least one issue that affected their mental health. When you share, you're not alone. Ask about your company's emotional health benefits. Visit heart.org/sharing. Brought to you by the American Heart Association.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Did you steal a car, cause serious injuries, or commit other felonious criminal acts?
No, man. That ain't me.
Don't worry. If you've committed theft and mayhem, but are a protected minority, crazy, or just a Democrat, depend on the Prosecutor's Office of Alvin Bragg.
I like to hit people with concrete blocks. Alvin Bragg let me off 3 times.
Ouch!
Make that 4.
Democrats across the nation rely on Alvin Bragg's rubber stamp grand jury to indict the right people, but not the left.
I know a guy who rode on the Lolita Express 38 times, had extended sleepovers at Epstein's, and Alvin hasn't said a thing to me. Him.
The Prosecutor's Office of Alvin Bragg. doing everything that needs to be done to Trump.
No facts, just Bragg.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program on this Open Line Friday. So let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Mike in Chattanooga, Tennessee, owner of Nuga Radio, our great affiliate out there in the eastern part of the state. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, the old Nuga Radio Network. Thank you, Todd. I guarantee you most Republicans don't even understand the Second Amendment. So I want everyone to look at Article 1, Section 8 and Article 1, Section 10. That's it. Article 1, Section 8 gives Congress powers. Article 1, Section 8 denies powers quickly, and you'll be educated on this. Not you, but anyone that wants to take away guns. The federal government of the United States has no authority to interfere with a right. Period. They're just enumerated. The right to marry and have children aren't even in the Constitution. Now, where the Second Amendment says the right of the citizens shall keep to keep their arms shall not be infringed, that was a recognition of a common law God-given right. But it says Congress shall make no law. Todd, you know, it wasn't until the 14th Amendment that it applied to the states. In the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, listen to this, prior to the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be questioned. Questioned. So I'm going to tell politicians this, and you can give them my number. If two or more politicians get together to discuss to infringe upon my God-given constitutional right to my property to protect my family, my nation, and my community, you are committing a felony, and it's conspiracy. And you all need to be thrown in jail. And the governor who we sued for violating protocols regarding COVID, you can't just declare an emergency, he violated the law, should be the first one to go to prison. And he's a Republican. This has got to stop. And you know what the solution is? No. Two letters. I am not going to comply with you, federal or state government, when you violate my rights. End of story.
Well, that is the end of the story, Mike. I think, again, the operative words for me, shall not be infringed. It's pretty clear, and it bothers me when Republicans like Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee and Republican lawmakers like John Gillespie out of Memphis are out there trying to infringe upon what the Constitution says shall not be infringed upon.
Well, I call them occupiers. It would be no different now if the communist Chinese had taken over 20 years ago. We're under occupation because they would not adhere to the Constitution. They've never even read it. You know, I can't get a politician on my show anymore because I'll ask them the one simple question. Name something out of the Constitution verbatim, one sentence, anything. They sign an oath to obey it, and they don't know it.
They don't know.
Are the worst. They don't know it. They don't listen to it. The Constitution was written to limit the powers because the Articles of Confederation failed.
Right.
So they
right.
met in Philly and said, let's fix this. But we have to make sure they obey. When people are afraid, they're afraid to lose their jobs, they're afraid to lose money, they're afraid to go to jail, then you get what you just called a mushy, fluffy governor. They're afraid.
They're squishy.
You know, that's
squishy, Mike.
They're squishy. And the people of Tennessee become squishy.
Well, it bothers me, and I'll give you a great example. And I don't want to belabor Tennessee, but this is a great example. So, a couple of weeks before all this insurrection nonsense started with the lawmakers, you actually had a Republican conservative lawmaker who had been found guilty within the confines of the state house, however they do it, of doing inappropriate things or doing things with an intern. There, it was horrible. So all of this was happening. Nobody did anything. They covered it up, and it came out yesterday. And before they could even air the news report, the guy resigned, the lawmaker resigned. So you're covering up that kind of, you know what I say, if you're doing stuff, if you're wanting to do horrible, un-Baptist things with the interns, you get the heave-ho. You get expelled from the House of Representatives. I mean, we have no standards. It's all hypocrisy, Mike. And all we need to do is have our politicians go there and do what we elected them to do, not do the boot scootin' biggie with the interns.
Todd, something happened here, and you may believe this or not, in Chattanooga, but conservative Chattanooga, right, where the Tennessee legislature passed a law that there's not going to be any more of those LGBT shows in front of children. The chief of police in Chattanooga, I'm calling her out from Atlanta, and the mayor of Chattanooga are not going to enforce those laws. The district attorney said they will, but they won't. How disgusting is that?
It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad, Mike. And so we've got to look, ultimately, it's us against the Uniparty. I mean, that's ultimately what it's at. We the people versus the Uniparty. That's what this is all about. Mike, we got to run.
And people have, thank you.
Yeah, we got to run, but I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for holding down the fort in East Tennessee. What a mess. What a mess things are, folks. What a mess. Let's go to Dave in North Carolina, the talk station. Dave, what's on your mind today?
Well, a couple things, Todd. And listening to that, that's a tremendous point, is the fact that people are elected to positions, people are appointed to positions, and then they refuse to do what they are sworn in to do, what they're elected, what their job description says, and the people try to do things about it. They're not allowed to. On your show, I've heard you call it, like when Herschel Walker was running, you would say things like, now you, the voters, you're picking these people, you've got to do it. And I research all the time, and I know I have specifically called out my representative in the House on your show. How many people do that? How many people contact their representative? You know, I know people who can't tell you who their congressman is, and it's ridiculous. And they'll fuss and whine about everything that's going on and what's wrong. And I say, what have you done about it? And then you get a representative that you contact, and they're doing nothing about it. I'll give you an example. The part of the reason I called is I've got some property that developers keep wanting to buy from me. And they send me these letters giving me a ridiculous lowball price, but they send a sales agreement with it that's all filled out and has a stamp signature for them. All I got to do is sign it. And they'll say, well, I've got ongoing identity theft. Somebody out there with an ID can go in, say that they're me, sign it, get it notarized from any criminal or just any two witnesses is legal in the state of North Carolina. Send this back to this guy. I just got this letter from Patrick Elder in Los Angeles, and they could send it back to him. This guy does not know me from Adam's house cat. And they could sell my property to him. Nobody's doing that. Now, here's the big thing, and then I'll make one last one.
Yeah, let's get to it.
At the end of the day, the border is not secured, and we're worried about all these little things. You know, we're worried about drag shows. Everything is a distraction, and you're right. The immorality is rampant because that catches our attention. So we lose every night. Children in America go to bed hungry. Every minute that border stays open. It's just things aren't getting done. And when you call out your representatives, they say, well, you know, we're doing what we can. My representative, Greg Murphy, used to say, well, we're in the minority. I heard him yesterday on this station talking about some stuff, and he's the debt ceiling. And he said, well, you know, there's even people in my party who would say we need to. Everything is politi-speak. Nothing is, I am going to do this. I will lead these people. I will take this action. Or, you know what? I'm going to vote against what you want. Nobody does that. Nobody says, this is where I am. It's, you know, everything is blaming everybody else, which takes me to the very last point. When I hear the radio, when I hear somebody say, well, Ron DeSantis this or that, and he hasn't even declared that he's running, and we're picking apart the Republican Party. So what's going on is, and I hear young people, I hear independents all day, every day say, see, we just can't get together. And they're referring to the Republican Party. And everybody, I know that you're a Trump supporter, but you're trying to bolster him and Sebastian Gorka, some of the others. You know, everything's about, we've got to do Donald Trump. When nobody, there's not even a second place at this point. DeSantis hasn't even said that he's going to run, and everybody's picking that apart, saying, you know, oh, you got to toughen up. You got to take the Trump speech.
Well, Dave, hold on. Dave, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm not bolstering anybody here, Dave. As a matter of fact, we've had Mike Pompeo on this program back when he was thinking about running. We just had Vivek Ramaswamy, who's a declared candidate, on. We had Mike Pence on, gosh, I guess about a year or so ago. So, yeah, I'm supporting Trump, but that doesn't mean that we're exclusively 100% Trump on this radio program, because I want to hear from all sorts of different kinds of voices. You know, we've invited Ron DeSantis to come onto this program for the past 2 years. The past 2 years, Dave, he is the only elected leader in America from the Republican side who has refused to come on this talk radio program.
Did he give you a reason?
No. They say keep trying back. So our staff does. I'm going to tell you why, because they think that we're not cool, we're not hip, we're not Fox News, and therefore we don't matter. And I, you know, again, they're discounting about 2 or 3 million people who either listen to this program or download our podcast, and that's right. That's on them. I can't control that. So DeSantis is either getting bad advice or he's not what he says he is. It's one or the other.
Okay, here's a proposed action plan on that is, everybody who's a Todd Starnes listener, start calling Ron DeSantis' office and don't say, go on, just say, why won't he go on the show? Just ask that one simple question.
Yeah, but
I'll guarantee you it's going to have impact.
All right. Well, Dave, I appreciate the call and appreciate the thought, but I've instructed our staff. Thanks for the call. I will say this. I've instructed our staff no more. We're not groveling. You know, if he doesn't want to reach out to the millions of people that listen or read our work, that's on him. That's on him. But something's not right there. I'm telling you, something's not right. All right, 844-747-8868. I have a question for Trump supporters who are evangelical pro-life Christians. I have a question for you. Are you still supporting Donald Trump? Now, something very interesting is happening today. The Supreme Court is going to be issuing a ruling. And this is about the abortion pill. This is going to be a very, very controversial ruling one way or the other. And we're expecting it sometime today. It's supposed to happen sometime today. So the abortion ruling that they're going to be deciding is about the abortion pill and whether or not access will still be allowed. And we don't know which way the court is going to go. President Trump is on the other side of this issue. So now you've got major pro-life groups that are threatening to pull their support of President Trump. This is from Fox News. Susan B. Anthony, the Pro-Life America group, says, and I want to read this to you, that, and this is what Trump believes. He believes abortion is an issue that should be decided at the state level, right? And I think we all agree with that. However, Susan B. Anthony, an organization dedicated to ending abortion, says it will not support any candidate that does not embrace a minimum 15-week standard on late-term abortions. Marjorie Dannenfelser, who is the Susan B. Anthony president, said President Trump's assertion that the Supreme Court returned the issue of abortion solely to the states is a completely inaccurate reading of the Dobbs decision and is a morally indefensible position for a self-proclaimed pro-life presidential candidate to hold. And so now they are threatening to pull their support of President Trump. And there are other pro-lifers out there who are saying that there's nothing short of a complete and total ban on all abortion pills, the whole nine yards. It all has to be banned, and if they don't, they will no longer support Republican candidates. So I'm curious your take on that. 844-747-8868. Again, our toll-free telephone number, that's 844-747-8868. Do you watch Newsmax? Brand new show, our good friend Carl Higbee, host of Carl Higbee Frontline, only on Newsmax, and he really does have an incredible life story. He joined up with the Navy SEALs right after 9/11, spent almost a decade fighting for the country in the military, and now Carl is continuing that fight every night on Newsmax. By the way, his program, unbelievable. And there's so many other great shows. Greta Van Susteren, Eric Bolling, Jen Pellegrino, our good buddy Mike Huckabee. Tens of millions have made the switch to Newsmax. I did, and you ought to as well. Newsmax never tells me how to think, and it lets me decide. So watch Newsmax on all major cable systems. You can also download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. And be sure to watch Carl Higbee Frontline tonight. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, folks, good to have you back with us. So a lot of people have been wondering, hey, what's the deal with this Nashville school shooter and the manifesto from the transgender terrorist? And I want to share an update. This, again, is from the reporting of the New York Post, and they're citing a Nashville politician who says it's actually the FBI. So the local police want to be able to release this manifesto of the transgender terrorist, but it's the FBI that stepped in and said, no, you cannot release this information. Now, Metro Nashville Council member Courtney Johnston told the New York Post, quote, what I was told is her manifesto was a blueprint on total destruction, and it was so detailed at the level of what she had planned. The council member goes on to say that document in the wrong person's hands would be astronomically dangerous. So I want you to read between the lines here, and what they're not telling us is that this individual targeted a Christian school. And by the way, our understanding is perhaps others were targeted as well. Fortunately, the police came in and took out the terrorists. But that this was literally directed at people of faith because of this person's selected gender identity. Now, according to the council member, the FBI is stalling the release, and they say even if it happens, only a portion of the manifesto will be made public. Quote, I personally don't want to know the depths to which her psychosis reached. When I'm told by a high-ranking police official that it keeps him up at night, I'm going to defer that person to that person and that agency that I don't need to read it. So do you think they ought to release this thing? What exactly is in this that is so horrifying it would actually keep police officers up at night? You wonder, are there more LGBT, are there more transgender terrorists out there that are plotting mayhem against Christian schools? You wonder. I mean, what else could it possibly be? You know, in a lot of these cases, they don't want to, you know, if the narrative is not exactly what it's supposed to be, or at least what the mainstream media wants it to be, they will not release this information. And this is fascinating because notice how quickly they pivoted. It's not about the shooting, right? It's about getting the guns. But what if the pure motive of this attack was the Bible's position on sex and gender? What if that was ultimately the motive? And what if There are now targets on every Christian school, every church in America. Is that even remotely possible? Could that be why they are not releasing this manifesto? And in doing so, is it possible they're actually putting Christians in America in grave danger? We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today. A lot going on around the country. By the way, new Wall Street Journal polling information is out, and it's just looking better and better for Donald Trump. According to the Wall Street Journal, Trump has a commanding lead of the presidential nomination race. Of course, DeSantis has yet to actually declare, but the new Wall Street Journal poll out this morning raises an interesting point. So back in December, Ron DeSantis had a 14-point advantage, which has fallen to a 13-point deficit. And he now trails President Trump 51% to 38% among likely Republican voters. Now, what's interesting is if Trump is not in the race, then Ron DeSantis is the number one choice by far among Republicans. So, again, if DeSantis wants in, he's going to have a lot of ground to make up. But ultimately, I think the district attorney in New York City really handed President Trump a Christmas present, early Christmas present, by the indictment, because certainly a lot of people are responding and are embracing Donald Trump. And so there you go. That's the latest polling data. We also are looking at a Harvard-Harris poll. We'll get to that a little bit later. I want to go right now, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us Congressman Andrew Clyde from Georgia, representing the 9th Congressional District. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Well, good afternoon, Todd. It's great to be with you. I love your program.
Well, thanks, Congressman. Look, yesterday we had a couple of folks on, including Scott Perry, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, talking about Kevin McCarthy's plan to address the debt ceiling. It looks good, and I understand, you know, granted, we are going to have to raise it a smidge, but it looks as though, in the great scheme of things, that there are measures in place to stop this out-of-control spending. Where do we stand on all of this right now?
Well, I would absolutely agree with Chairman Scott Perry. You know, I'm a proud member of the Freedom Caucus, too, and we worked on this and have been working on this for quite a few months. And I think the plan that has come together is a very good plan. It does raise the debt ceiling a smidge, as it is necessary to do that. But you have some tremendous aspects of this Limit, Save, and Grow Act of 2023. I mean, it puts our spending for 2024 back down to the FY22 level, saves $130 billion off the top right there. And then it caps it at 1% annual growth for the next 10 years. That is amazing. Just to be able to do that, the whole package there is like $3.6 trillion in savings. You know, but I'm more concerned about what are we saving, you know, this coming fiscal year. That's what is really the important thing, because Congress is famous for creating a plan that you have get the savings in year 9 and 10, and nobody ever sees that. And that's not what this is. You know, it reclaims the unspent COVID funds, about $60 billion. It defunds the IRS's army, about $71 billion in immediate savings. And then you have the Green New Deal tax credits that it eliminates from the IRA, from the Inflation Reduction Act. And then it eliminates the student loan giveaway, which is a $465 billion immediate savings. And, you know, these are great things, and I'm going to support this plan.
Well, yeah, and I think we have to. I know the Biden administration says this is dead on arrival, but this is on the administration. And Congressman, my concern is really what happens when the president says, that's it, we're not going to do this. At that point, Congress is going to have to make a decision. Do you think we have enough Republicans willing to stand their ground on this and not budge an inch?
Well, I think we do. I mean, we've already proven once that the president can cave. You know, the very first bill that went through the House was H.R.S. 26, which took down the revised Criminal Code Act of Washington, D.C. And the president said before we even voted on it, he said, I'm going to veto this. I'm going to veto this. You know, I want Washington, D.C. to have their home rule and they can decide what's going on. And lo and behold, we passed it in the House. We brought 31 Democrats with us in a very bipartisan fashion. And then the president flipped and said, well, if because there were a number of senators that all of a sudden said, hey, you know, we're going to support this. And the president caved and the Senate passed it with 33 Democrats. I mean, like 81 to 14, I think, was the passage in the Senate. So it just shows you that even though the president can threaten to veto something, that doesn't mean he's going to veto it. And if he does, it's going to be on him. They don't have a plan. We have a plan. And this is a good plan.
All right, Congressman Andrew Klein on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, very interesting committee hearing earlier this week where the Education Secretary, Miguel Cardona, was, I think you really triggered this guy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Todd. You know, it's important when discussing Title IX, which was the one title that really gave women equal footing with men when it came to, you know, collegiate activities, scholarships, and sports participation. And here we are having, you know, this administration's Department of Education now putting out a proposed rule that says that biological men, that if your educational institution doesn't allow biological men, those whoever, whatever they decide their gender is, to participate in women's sports, then you don't get educational funding. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. This is not going to help preserve Title IX, the original intent, which is to protect girls and women's sports. This would destroy it. And Leah Thomas is a great example of it. You know, can't even compete like in number 400 in men's swimming and comes into women's swimming and dominates it, rockets to the top at number one.
Well, it's fascinating, and I just love that you called this guy out and asked a very simple question. What is a woman? And he refused to answer that question.
Right. Well, if you don't know what a woman is, how in the world can you protect women's sports? You can't. And that was the whole point of it, was that that they are absolutely destroying women's sports here with this new rule, and I wanted to put him on record. And he, three times I asked him, three times he refused to answer. And then he said, well, my position as the secretary is more important than your question, you know? And I'm like, no, it's more important to protect the American people and to protect women and girls sports. And you're not doing it.
No, they're not doing it. And they're putting women's lives in danger. And we were telling folks yesterday on the program about this volleyball player, Peyton McNabb. You had a transgender opponent literally spike the ball in her face, and now she is going to have lifelong medical issues as a result of that. I mean, this is really an issue of life-threatening issues, quite frankly.
Oh, absolutely. It's a safety issue, and then you also have the fact, the potential of abuse when it comes to locker rooms or women's private areas, you know, changing bathrooms, et cetera, where you have a biological man that can be in there naked. I mean, are you kidding me? We've seen it time and time again in schools where women have been assaulted by a transgender female, by a biological man in their private spaces. And that is unacceptable. And I don't know any father whose daughter is in that sort of a situation that would ever put up with that.
No, not at all. Not at all. All right. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Andrew Clyde from Georgia. Congressman, real quick, I know you've been really at the forefront of this effort regarding the D.C. Council and their anti-police law, and you have introduced a resolution which, good for you, got bipartisan support.
It did. In fact, we had 14 Democrats vote with us in passage of this. I mean, this is one of the reasons why the city of Washington, D.C.'s crime rate is on the rise in a huge way, literally skyrocketing, because we don't have enough police officers to control the criminal element. And you have the mayor and the city council allowing, for example, defund the police to be painted on the road right outside the White House, you know, and leave it there for 2 months. That sends a tremendous message out that we are not supportive of our law enforcement. And then to pass this bill, which has been in place for the last 2 years under temporary emergency measures due to COVID, and this anti-policing bill has been the reason that you have almost 1,200 law enforcement officers from D.C. Metro vote, literally express their concern with their feet and leave the agency because they don't have the support of elected leaders. And that's dangerous for them. It's dangerous for their families. And as a result, we've got a problem in D.C. that we have to correct. And this particular bill, H.R.E.S. 42, which passed this week in the House and going over to the Senate, I encourage every senator to vote for it. And I encourage the president to change his mind like he did on the last one and to sign it, because this is about the safety of Americans visiting the city and those residents in the city of Washington, D.C.
All right. Well, Congressman, we appreciate that. A lot of ground to cover and doing good work up there in Washington. And we always appreciate you taking a few moments to chat with us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Todd. Great to be with you.
All right. Congressman Andrew Clyde from Georgia. It's just shocking to literally watch the Secretary of Education, the man responsible for our public schools, and he cannot answer a very simple question. What is a woman? It's just remarkable. So anyway, there you go. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to Open Line Friday. You say, Todd, what does that mean? Well, it means you can call in, ask me anything you want to ask me. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And this back and forth between Secretary Cardona and Congressman Clyde, it's amazing audio. You got to go and check it out over on Twitter. It'll blow your mind. But Cardona cannot define. He was asked over and over and over again, what is a woman? And he could not answer that question. Now, I want to go back and I want you to hear this audio from yesterday. This is Peyton McNabb. She is a volleyball player, a biological girl, and a high school student. And she was just brutally injured by a transgender athlete, a dude pretending to be a girl, put a dress on. And he spiked the ball in her face. Cut number 10, please.
November 1st, 2022, I was severely injured in a high school volleyball game by a transgender athlete on the opposing team. I suffered from a concussion and neck injury that to this day I'm still recovering from. Other injuries I still suffer from today include impaired vision, partial paralysis on my right side, constant headaches, as well as anxiety and depression. I was unable to play the rest of my last volleyball season, and although I'm currently playing softball, I'm not able to perform as well as I know I have in the past because of the injury. My ability to learn, retain, comprehend has also been impaired, and I require accommodations at school for testing because of this. I could go on and on about how this incident has affected my life, but I'm not here for that, because I'm not here for me. Because for me, I know that my time playing is coming to an end. I'm here for every biological female athlete behind me. My little sister, my cousins, my teammates. Allowing biological males to compete against biological females is dangerous. I may be the first to come before you with an injury, but if this doesn't pass, I won't be the last. The North Carolina High School Athletic Association policy states that it allows participation in interscholastic athletics for all students, regardless of gender or gender identification. It is the intent that all students are able to compete on a level playing field in a safe, competitive, and friendly environment, free of discrimination. Clearly, that does not include biological female athletes. My ability to compete was taken from me.
There you go. That is the reality of letting boys wearing pantyhose and skirts play against girls. People are going to get hurt. It's that simple. So yesterday, the House Republicans approved a measure that would have banned boys from playing on women's sports teams. It was a party line vote, 219 to 203. So it passed, but Joe Biden promises to veto this legislation because they stand in solidarity not with biological women, but they stand in solidarity with young men or grown men like Leah Thomas. Cut number 11, please.
My name is Leah Thomas. I'm a transgender woman, a former college swimmer, and the first trans athlete to be named Division I NCAA champion. I started swimming when I was 5 years old. It has taught me so much. It has given me so many opportunities to learn, grow, develop, and connect with my peers. Opportunities that I wouldn't have gotten if I didn't have access to athletics. That's why it breaks my heart to see trans kids across the country lose out on these opportunities. The Department of Education has proposed a new rule for Title IX regarding transgender athletes. This rule would prohibit blanket bans on transgender kids, especially in grades K through 8. However, it would not prohibit discrimination against trans kids in the high school and college levels under the guise of competitive fairness. This rule is a good start. However, it is not enough. During this time of intense anti-trans backlash, the trans community needs explicit protections from discrimination in order to live our lives freely and equally. Luckily, this rule is not final. We have a 30-day period to urge the Biden administration to amend the rule and grant equal protection for all transgender kids, because all trans kids deserve the opportunity to compete and play in the sports they love without compromising who they are. Join me in commenting on this proposed rule and demanding equal protection for all transgender athletes.
All right, there you go. That man is Leah Thomas. He claims to be a woman, and he broke just about every biological female swimming record known to mankind. And this is who the Biden administration is standing up alongside. But I have a question for all you dads out there, all you moms. Would you allow your daughter to play on a high school team knowing that they could be facing off against boys who identify as girls? I mean, imagine being the parents of poor Peyton McNabb and the entire state of North Carolina's education system is standing in opposition to you. They believe that Peyton McNabb, who was seriously injured by this transgender goon, they believe that the goon is the victim, that she is not the victim. It's just mind-blowing. So this is something that every parent of a daughter is going to have to consider. Would you allow your child to compete against a transgender athlete? 844-747-8868. We're going directly to the phones when we come back. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, head over to the website. Caleb Park, our great team of writers, they've been churning out copy today. A lot of stories for you to check out, and also download our free podcast and our free newsletter. Yeah, we do a lot of free stuff for you folks, and it's our pleasure to do so. We'll be right back, America. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hey, may I make it just a gentle recommendation? Head over to our website and go check out the Todd Starnes store. Mother's Day's just around the corner, and I'd love for you to get a copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. It's a hilarious collection of devotions, funny stories, recipes from our great listeners, and it makes an incredible Mother's Day present. I am happy to autograph and personalize a copy for your mom or for your grandmother. And you can also get one at your favorite bookstore, or you can go to Amazon.com and get one right now. But again, that book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. I want to start with David in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. And David, I know you wanted to weigh in on this question, and we pose this to all of our listeners. Would you allow, moms and dads, would you allow your daughter to compete against a man who identifies as a girl? 844-747-8868. David, what say you?
Absolutely not. You know, I was a spectator. I'd boo that idiot off the field.
David, I feel, you know, the people I felt bad for were the moms and the dads, but more importantly, those female athletes who were basically bullied into silence. And one of the things I respect about Riley Gaines from the University of Kentucky, she's not afraid. She's speaking out. And I think her voice is going to encourage and inspire other girls to stand up to this nonsense.
Well, I hope so. I mean, this is, where's this country going that we're allowing this kind of stuff to go on?
It's a fair question, David. It really is a fair question, and it will destroy women's sports. I mean, this was the whole point of Title IX. I'm sorry, go ahead. What'd you say?
It will destroy this country.
Yes. Yes, it will, David. I appreciate your call. Thank you for listening. Again, the number, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Doug in Georgia. Hey, Doug, what's your question?
Well, it's not a question. I wanted to know your feelings on what happened up there in Chicago a couple weeks ago. It made me sick to my stomach. I saw all these white kids looting and running around, and they pulled this black girl aside, and they beat her up, and they pulled black people out of their cars, and, oh, wait a second. I'm sorry. I got this backwards. It's the other way around.
Oh, I see what you did there, Doug. I see. I thought it was opposites day here on the Todd Start Show.
Well, you know what? Let me just say, when guys in a tight bathing suit can jump in the girls' end, it is opposite day. And so that's sort of my segue into that, too. And let me tell you, I am a proud parent of a transgender girl. Now, and I'm not proud. I make that as a joke. It's something you live with, and it's run you through every emotion you can possibly think of. It's very sad. But the fact of the matter is, these people are not well. They remove body parts to feel whole, present themselves as whole beings. Now, I see a problem right there. Would you cut off a hand to feel like a better Starnes? No, you know. So these are not well people, and the people who really aren't well are those of us that are sitting back and saying, oh, well, you're the poor victim. So until we fight back and fight back hard, all this craziness is going to ruin our lives. And I'm not ready to ruin my life. So right. I'd like to hear your thoughts on all this.
Well, appreciate that call, Doug, and thank you for weighing in. Look, there are a couple of issues. Number one, on the transgender issue, how you live your life is really up to you and God. The issue I have is forcing an agenda on the rest of us, forcing us to accept.